Unit 8. Out of this world. Eight A. Exercise 2. Page 90.
Astronomy was perhaps the first science. From the very beginning, humans understood that the night sky was not simply a collection of beautiful lights. They noted that the moon, planets, and stars in it moved and changed, and they were useful. The phases of the moon marked the months, while different groups of stars could be seen in different seasons. These objects in the sky could also be used to find directions, as the North Star is still used today. They were so important to us that we had our storytellers create legends featuring stars and planets as gods, heroes, and monsters. Ancient astronomers kept careful record of the movements of the stars and planets, making important discoveries. The time between one new moon and the next was correctly calculated as 29.53 days by the Babylonian astronomer Nabu-Rimani in around 500 BCE. At about the same time, Indian astronomer Aryabhata suggested that the movement of the stars was actually due to the Earth spinning, not the sky turning around it, as was believed by most people. 200 years later, in ancient Greece, Aristarchus said that the Earth went around the Sun and not vice versa, a fact that was not proved until the 17th century by Galileo using an early telescope. The invention of that instrument changed everything, allowing astronomers to see space properly for the first time. Galileo saw craters and mountains on the moon. He saw that Venus had a new, crescent, quarter, and full phase, just like the moon. He observed the four largest moons of Jupiter and discovered that the sun itself turned. The world finally accepted the solar system as it really was, with a star at its center and planets going around it. Not long after, the first science fiction stories appeared as people began to dream of traveling into space themselves. Easier said than done, of course. The rocket technology that was needed to overcome Earth's gravity wouldn't be developed until the mid-20th century. After that, though, satellites, space probes, and telescopes were soon being sent into space, one after the other. In 1974, the Mariner 10 probe photographed the surface of Mercury, revealing it to be covered in craters, like the moon. The Voyager 1 and 2 probes, which were launched in 1977, were guided past Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, and have left the solar system. Unmanned missions have landed on other planets and moons. And we humans have ourselves joined our machines in space. Astronauts have been launched into space with spacecraft, have walked on the surface of the moon, and have even lived in space for months at a time. And there are plans to go further, on missions to set up bases on the moon or even Mars. And why not? Just as we once imagined the heroes of our legends exploring the night sky, so we too have set out into that vast and mysterious place. Our greatest adventure is just beginning.